Remembered everything, because I knew I had to do a song, I had to remember the music, my talk, I had to remember that. I forgot my Bible. So I'm using a Pew Bible, but it'll take me a little longer to find because I hadn't bookmarked where I'm going, but we'll get there. So anyway, yep. And different glasses too, so they kind of look weird, but anyway, I had to, at least I had some glasses, at least I didn't forget, I'd be borrowing Brother Duffy's or somebody's glasses, but what's that? Nah, that's okay. Oh, that's it. That's if, well, I'll take it if you, it's always easier. Thank you. Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, that's right where I'm going. Okay. Yep, that's for sure. All right. Well, my talk tonight begins in the days of the judges, when every man did that which was right in his own eyes. It's a time when few people really lived a life committed to God. But there was one person, and I'm sure others, but there was one person I'm going to talk tonight that did just that and came to trust in God and was a blessing because of it to her family, and her name was Ruth. Ruth was truly living in tough circumstances. I'm not going to go over the whole story of Ruth because that's not really even what my talk is totally about, but her mother-in-law's husband died. Then her sister-in-law's husband died along with her own husband. So all the men in the family had died, and so it was just and then also in addition to that, her sister-in-law then left to go to back to her family, and so all that was left was Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi. And this though is where God shows his awesome love for those who trust in him. Let's pray. Dear Father, I do thank you for your word. I thank you that we can learn from it. I just thank you for how you've loved all of us here. I thank you for showing your love to me and the passing of my dad and everything going smoothly and being able to be with my family up in Minnesota. And we just thank you for all you do for us through all the circumstances we have in life. And just pray we would learn something more from the circumstances of Ruth that she went through in her search for God. I just love you and praise you, and I just give you all the praise and glory. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to open up your Bibles to Ruth, chapter 1, and verse 8. And if we look at that verse, we see Naomi telling her two daughters-in-law to go back to their mother's house. And I'll read verse 8. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. And I don't want this to seem like I'm, you know, going, kind of harping on Naomi. But like I said, maybe in my last talk, that when I read something, I always get a thought in my mind that tells me something, and it might not be exactly what the Bible is telling you, but this is what I see. And so when I read this, I just found it odd that Naomi is giving this advice, since she knew, if we go back to verse 6, that it says the Lord had visited his people, which was Naomi's people, in giving them bread, and this happened in Israel. And now I know Naomi's heart, I'm sure it was in the right place, but what does the Bible say about trusting your heart? Let's see, we'll look this up. Jeremiah, maybe somebody can quote it before I get there. Jeremiah 9:17. Oh, it's 17:9. Oh, I wrote that backwards. I'm glad you remember. That the heart is deceitful above all and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Okay. And so that's what the first thought came to me. Because I'm thinking, you know, also if we read in verse 15 what she's going to say of Ruth chapter 1, she says, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after this thy sister-in-law. And once again, I'm thinking, why are you telling your both your daughter-in-laws to go back to their... I can see going back to your families. You know, and she wants... What she's really saying is she wants them to be able to find a husband. That's the whole... Because she doesn't have any more sons to give away. But I'm thinking, why, when you know God, why would you send your daughter-in-laws back to their people who don't know the true God? And that just got in my mind. So I'm thinking that all the whole time. So I'm thinking, imagining in my head, you know, what if we had it's like telling a Mormon that comes to this church, and we know the Mormons they follow a different God, and maybe someone comes here and they're searching for God, and they're also searching for a wife, you know. And I'm not saying this church maybe, but I'm just saying if our church was a church that had and we would tell him, you know, there's very few single women here your age, you know, you're not going to find a wife here, even then you know that they're searching for God. But why, you know, maybe it's better if you go back to your temple. There's probably a lot of people there, you know, and then saying, we know you serve a different God, but you know, and that's what I'm thinking in my mind. It's like, why would you tell that to your daughters-in-law? And in fact, there was this is true too. There's a well-known evangelist who I think if you listen to his preaching, he did preach the gospel, true gospel. I know there's other things that I've read where it's something different, but at the same time, he was at his gospel meetings, that when people would come up to get saved, they'd walk down the aisle to get saved, they agreed with the people in this every city that they went to, I think because they were kind of involved somehow, they shouldn't have been, but involved with the Catholic Church, that if people came up to get saved, and you knew they were Catholic, they would say, okay, now go back to your Catholic church. Why would they say that? You know, if you really want them to know the truth after getting saved. And I know, let's see which part I'm in. Okay, I know Naomi's attitude is not like this. You know, that's not what she's thinking in her heart. But the result is still going to be the same. So, you know, we can have good intentions, but unless you're following what God is truly trying to tell you, it could turn out for not so good results. And so Naomi, I think, was only thinking of what she couldn't do for Ruth, and that's give her a son to marry. But she wasn't thinking of what God could do for her. But Ruth would not be denied. She wasn't going to go back. She would not be denied the chance to follow the one true God of the universe. And verse 16 in first chapter of Ruth reads, "And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." And I think Ruth, I can't tell you what she was thinking, but I'm thinking that maybe she's thinking she doesn't want to go to hell. She wants to follow the true God and truly know who God is. And I know the pastor has said many times, you know, he didn't want to go to hell, and that's when he got saved, you know. Still took him 3 hours or whatever to get, but he wasn't, you know, even after 2.5 hours, he didn't leave. He made sure he got saved, and that was really the same for me. I didn't want to go to hell when I was really thinking about, because I didn't get saved until I was 32, and it took me that long just to even start considering it, you know. But I was getting things from other, not really so much people, but just hearing things and picking up tracks, where I thought, you know, I better look into this. And I knew that if I didn't turn to Jesus before I died, I was going to go to hell. Amen. And thankfully, I did start reading the Bible, and after reading the Gospels and reading about Jesus, that's what convinced me. But, you know, there are many people that are going to give you bad advice on how to get to heaven. Even your own family. Just ask them. Just ask your own family. Because if they're not followers of Jesus, you know, they're going to tell you many different ways to get to heaven. You know, they're going to have good intentions probably, but the result, if you follow their ways, is still going to be hell. So you don't want to follow what they say. And the Bible's clear that there is only one way to heaven. John 14:6. I'm going to read it exactly so I don't get it wrong. I remember the last part, but not the last part. John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the other one I like is Acts 4:12. That's always a good one. Let's find that one real quick. Acts 4:12, talking about Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. So there is only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus. And if you're not saved and haven't asked Jesus to forgive you of all your sins, haven't asked Jesus to come into your heart to save you from hell, you have a decision to make.
Right.
And a lot of people think that this decision, maybe you've seen tracks where you're standing on a cliff, and down below is hell, and you look up above, and your decision is either you want to look up above and you want to ask Jesus to save you, you want to get to heaven. That's what you have to do. If you don't, you're going to go over the cliff and you're going to end up in hell. That's a picture that I always see. But as I started to think about that, that's not really what the true picture should be, because if you haven't trusted Jesus as your Savior, and you're not saved, and you want to make a decision for Jesus, actually you haven't made a decision for Jesus. You're already in hell. The Bible clearly says that. Let me find where it is. John 3:18. Go there. John 3:18. Probably should have typed up my notes. I could probably read them clearer. But, and this is what I always think about, is because your decision really isn't to choose hell or to choose heaven. If you read John 3:8, here. I'm sorry, 3:18. 3:18. Did I say 3:18? 3:18. He that believeth on him, Jesus, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So if you think you're on a cliff and you're not saved and you haven't made a decision yet, the decision has already been made for you. You are in hell. You have only one decision to make, and that's, are you going to turn to Jesus? Because if you don't do that, you don't decide if you're going to hell. You're in hell, and you're gonna stay there, and that's the thing you got to remember, is you shouldn't put it off, because you know, you should be like Ruth, who wanted to know the true God, and don't be denied of the gift of a place in heaven for eternity. Ask God to save you from your sins today. For the Bible says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Tomorrow, you may be one of those thousands of people that are going to die tonight. And you may not think you are, you know, don't expect it. But you could be one of those people that dies tonight from people all over the world. I don't have a lot more to say. You could say a lot more about Ruth and how she was blessed in her life by turning to God, and how, you know, she had extraordinary circumstances, but she still was an ordinary person. that you look at. But she was just an ordinary person that wanted to know God and turn to God. And thankfully, there was an extraordinary God that did not deny her request, and she came to know God. And we're going to sing a song now, Dave, Gary, and I, and this is a song that stresses the need to seek out God and do it now before it's too late. Because I thought about when my dad passed away. He was 83 years old, and he had some pains and everything, but still, we weren't expecting him to die that quick. He just had a lot of three different things that came on at one time. We think that's why he passed away. His heart just couldn't take it. But you want to know for sure, before you die, you know, where you're going to go. Because I just can't imagine being a Christian now. And I remember what it was before that. I think of all the times that, wow, I could have gone here or there in different, you know, situations. And I thank God that he didn't allow me to die then, but, you know, to come and trust in him. And you just want to make sure that you make that decision for God now, because God's already decided that you're going to hell because of your sins. That's just because we're all sinners. And that's where we're going unless we decide to trust in Jesus. And that's the only decision that you want to make sure before anything happens. So, all right, so I'm going to have Dave and Gary come up. And this song is called I Would Not Be Denied. So that's why I picked it. It was for this. All right. We practiced this one time, so you can pray that it goes well. Your two sheets. I got the wagon. Put mine up here. Can you see out of this one?
Of death seized on my soul, but to the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied.
Jacob in the days of
I would not be denied, I would not be denied, till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. I would not be denied, I would not be denied, till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. Old Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. But praise the Lord, God's work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. I would not be denied, I would not be denied, Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and saved my soul, I would not be denied.
Message and song, amen. You know, two things that I